WTW News Time is 7:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A College Station store was damaged by a hit-and-run driver Tuesday night. Police arrested 48-year-old Carolyn Moore of College Station for failing to stop and render aid. A clerk at the Western Beverages store in the Kroger Center at Longmire and Rock Prairie sustained a minor injury after Moore's SUV went through an exterior wall and into the business. A drug bust by Bryan police early Monday morning included chasing a man who jumped out of a window in his birthday suit. Officer Callie McEthan says a tip led to checking out a house on 23rd Street, a block and a half east of Texas. We've got that audio here.
Bryson Robertson decided to jump out of the window on the backside of the house and flee down the road, and he forgot to put any clothes on.
The 22-year-old Robertson left a trail of baggies containing what's believed to be ecstasy, crack cocaine, and marijuana before he was found lying in some bushes. Inside the house, officers found 32 vials of what's believed to be PCP. A Caldwell volunteer firefighter is hospitalized in Bryan after being struck by a semi. DPS trooper Justin Stoller says firefighters had been at a house fire Monday night south of Caldwell on Highway 36.
A volunteer firefighter was walking back to the fire truck and was crossing 36 when an 18-wheeler struck the volunteer firefighter.
Witnesses told investigators the semi wasn't going very fast when the front bumper struck the firefighter, whose identity was not released. A scenario that has Texas A&M officials concerned has taken place now in the Metroplex. The owner of a drone posted a video to YouTube reporting he lost his unmanned aircraft on top of AT&T Stadium.
I was circling around the building. I let the building get between me and the transmitter, and it lost the control signal and the live video feed just all at once. It didn't give me any warning.
Officials at the stadium are looking into the report, and so is the FAA, which is concerned about problems flying too close to large buildings, as are officials at A&M following recent flights by drones over Kyle Field. The Chamber of Commerce is accepting nominations for July's Community Impact Awards luncheon. Chamber President Royce Hickman says this is for historically underutilized businesses that are locally based.
There are five categories for that: Asian-owned, African-American, American Indian, Hispanic, and women-owned businesses.
Nominations can be made by relaying businesses and contact names to the chamber. The luncheon is July 8th. Wear your craziest pair of socks to celebrate the upcoming birthday of former President George H.W. Bush. Tracy Payne at the Bush Library in College Station has the birthday party invitation.
President Bush is turning 90. His birthday is June 12th, so that's the day we're celebrating from 11 to 3 in the Rotunda, and it's all free.
President Bush is regularly seen wearing colorful socks in a variety of designs. He and Barbara Bush, who turned 89 on Sunday, will not be in attendance. They are celebrating their birthdays with family and friends in Kennebunkport, Maine. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Sioux Falls Prater has parts specials for you right now, and they'll continue to, and you can get them on your phone if you'll text JD Parts, the number 3, to 95577. You'll get a heads up on the parts as they change the specials. They've got a 200 count shop towel box. It's regularly $10.99. It's now $8.99. They also have utility containers available in red or green. They're priced at about $28 a piece, and also a hose to go along with it. And when you buy two, the hose price is only $8. Those are a couple of specials right now that they've got at Sioux Falls Prater. But again, JD Parts, the number 3, to 95577 keeps you up to date about that. Also, a great price on the 55 XUV. This is a utility front brush guard, utility tractor with a front brush guard, got a cargo box, rear bumper, a couple of receiving loops, hitch, and recovery loops as well. It's priced at just $97.77. That's available right now at Sioux Falls Prater. Also, if you're looking for a riding mower, they've got the D140 specially priced at $18.99 right now. Great for Father's Day. He's going to have to mow the lawn anyway, right? And don't forget, while we talk about Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere, lots of other names that you have come to know, like
Steel. You'll find Steel stuff there as well. Frontier and also Bale Bandit. Lots of tractors and round balers. They've got special prices on them. Lots of things going on right now. It's Sioux Falls Prater. Look for the location nearest you. There's one in College Station, one in Navasota on Highway 6, and there's one in Bryan on Highway 21. But go to cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. Sioux Falls Prater.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
It's what every dad wants for Father's Day. Well, at least this dad, anyway. How about a wild game dinner of quail and antelope, followed by port, bourbon, and cigars? I really can't think of anything more perfecter than that, and it's at Messinahoff. It's this coming Friday, June 13th. Now, it's not the usual Sunday of Father's Day, but it's Friday the 13th. If you or someone you know loves great wine, an incredible meal with game meats, and paired with Garrison Brothers bourbon as well, finished off with cigars from local Cavalier Cigars, then you need to call 778-WINE, extension 234. And make your reservation. Now, it's limited, so there's not just a ton of availability for this. So call today, 778-WINE, extension 234, for what quite possibly could be the most fantastic and perfect Father's Day ever. Again, 778-WINE, it's Messinahoff for Father's Day.
712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine and rather warm for today. High pressure building in across the region. Temperatures today between 90 and 95. It'll turn partly cloudy tonight after a clear start this evening. Lows overnight near 75. Tomorrow we're partly sunny overall. Highs 90 to 95. Clouds will increase tomorrow night. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm. 70. It'll become partly sunny Friday. There could be a shower or thunderstorm. Highs will be around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports coming up in just a bit. Nick Banks has been named to yet another national squad. Brazos Valley Bombers get yet another win. And the Cotton Bowl is staying put. All that more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at 7:50. Actually, the Red River rivalry will be staying put.
It's staying put. The Cotton Bowl staying put.
Yeah, they're going to keep the whole thing right there.
Yeah, good. That's a good thing.
Put it up on blocks and move it someplace else.
Yeah, that'd be take some big Hueys to do that. All right, here we go. You ready? Here we go. Ready?
Two bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, $1. All for the Panthers, stand up and holler.
The American Medical Association says cheerleading should be considered a sport.
With the number of injuries that they have?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. It is rigorous. And there are risks involved. The nation's largest doctors group has adopted that as a policy at its annual meeting in Chicago. AMA members say cheerleading is rigorous and as many other activities that high schoolers go through and the NCAA, and they should be considered as sports. Adding it to the list would mean safety measures for cheerleaders. They're going to have to start wearing knee pads and elbow pads? Is that going
to... They'll have to wear helmets.
Could do that. Cheerleading is a leading cause of catastrophic injury in female athletes. That will probably also mean that there'll be guidelines for coaches and sponsors, right? I mean, they're going to have to do that? Just saying. And, you know, there was, on ESPN, I think, over the weekend. They have, now they have international cheer. Like the team from Denmark, okay?
Said good, yeah.
Go Denmark, or whatever. I'm not sure. Anyway, so you got that going. All right, so we had this story a little while ago in our news, how this fellow says that the Jerry World ate his plane. Is that right? Is that basically what he was saying? That he flew it in, what, over the lip?
Yeah, over, and it flew. It got out of the line of sight.
See, that's what we're talking about. And all you got to do is do that when, there are people in there. And, you might have some device on it that could bring mayhem. I mean, I can see that they're going to get this thing pretty well controlled soon, or they're going to certainly try to. Is it possible, let me just roll this out there, is it possible for you to put an electronic curtain up around the
around the stadium?
Oh, I'm sure you could. Some kind of jamming thing.
Of course, the problem is then your cell towers.
Yeah, exactly.
That
yeah.
won't work. Okay, take that back. Okay, maybe, I guess, certain frequencies, they could do that. But, I mean, this is going to be problematic. This is just what you know don't need to be have going on while there's a bunch of folks in a stadium. Is some Mozon out there who's out to do bad things with an object like that. So, we'll see. You have any thoughts on that, Tech Boy?
I'm thinking counterattacks. Just put someone up in a helicopter and...
That's it. We just need snipers in the stadiums, right?
No. You get somebody else flying a drone.
Yeah.
They can drop one of those little nets. Just
I love it.
Toss some chaff into the propeller.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Yeah. But then, see, it falls in a non-controlled situation. That's not good.
Well, you have them stationed outside so you don't let them in. You set up a perimeter.
Oh. Big electromagnet.
Oh, I like that too.
Okay. Like giant flypaper. All right. Enough of homemade sound. this guy, but I mean it's almost he seems very cavalier about this whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that's good. I mean, maybe he had no bad intent, but the fact is there could certainly be somebody out there who would have a bad intent.
I'm surprised they're giving him his drone back. I'd be the grumpy old man. Oh, it's in my yard. Yeah.
Next thing you know, he'd be yelling at clouds. Yeah. Anyway, I just see that they're going to have to legislate that. At some point, they're going to have
It'd take a long time to legislate. They're going to have to regulate, and the FAA... they said no commercial use for drones. The interesting thing is that this size, these are considered hobby aircraft.
Yeah, I know. The videos that I saw, the one where the guy got in trouble, you know, flying over Kyle Field, it's spectacular. I mean, it's high definition. It's video. The guy
could have put
good.
Some music with it instead
The guy's really good at what he does and all that, and then there are plenty of them out there, but... Yeah, I just think from a security standpoint, we gotta be a little bit careful about that. Speaking of security... Tuesday shooting in Oregon is at least the 74th incident of shots being fired on school grounds or in a school building since late 2012 in the elementary shooting in Newtown, Connecticut.
You want to know why?
74. You got it? Okay, why?
Because they don't allow guns in schools. There's no way to protect anybody.
Well, Georgia passed a pretty expansive pro-gun law this year, and that's been the site of the most incidences on the list.
Really?
10 shootings reported. Yep. Florida's next with 7. Tennessee has 5. North Carolina and California had 4 each. There have been at least 37 shootings on school grounds this year, which is barely half over. All told, there have been nearly 1 shooting per week in the year and a half since Newtown. So, don't know. Those are just the stats that they're putting out there, and I don't know exactly what you can do. Obviously, every bond issue now for any school district has to do with... controlled access to buildings. That's something that a lot of buildings are being retrofitted with as well. So that, I mean, I think any school district of any size has put in some things, some measures in place because of that. But those are the numbers, at least from this organization. Let me see, which is called Every Town for Gun Safety. That's the name of the group that comes up with that. Minnesota winters can be brutal. Even if you've got a nice little warm, cozy bed, why in the world would you go sleep outside? But a Duluth area Boy Scout, 17 years old, slept outside for 365 straight nights.
Wow.
Yep. Perched most often 7 feet up in a treehouse near his parents' house, Randy Hummel survived 76 sub-zero nights, multiple snowstorms, to raise money for the West Lake Superior Habitat for Humanity. And again, that was his Eagle Scout project, I'm guessing. And the Hawk Ridge Bridge Observatory, Bird Observatory. He slept outside in 30 different places. Again, sub-zero 76 times. And he raised $6,000. I mean, really? I mean, it wasn't about, he was able. He had an agreement with his mom before he started. He said if he ever shivers, he'd come in. Well, he never did. So
that she knows about.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, good on him for doing that. But still in all, $6,000?
I don't believe so.
Would have thought you'd do better. Okay, did you guys see the video of the guy trapped in McCarran Airport in Las Vegas?
No.
No, I just started to look at that before we got started. I didn't get a chance to look at it.
Practically nobody else around. Richard Dunn could have taken a cab back to the Strip and partied until his flight in the morning. Instead,
whipped out his iPhone, and he made a cheesy music video of Celine Dion's 1996 cover All By Myself. Used the airport escalators, moving sidewalks, asked a ticket counter worker for a roll of luggage tape before she left, and then got a wheelchair with a tall pole, you know, in the back. Taped his iPhone to it, and just started wandering around, rolling video. Okay. Once again, I guess that's all right. That's what you want to do.
If you got nothing else, why
that's
not?
Right. Does space smell? Does space have a smell? Of course,
I've heard, yes.
Verbal. Well, it's interesting. NASA astronaut Mike Hopkins recently returned to Earth. He'd been on board the International Space Station 166 days. In a tell-all Ask Me Anything interview, Hopkins spilled some of space's secrets, including the fact that it does smell. He says space has a smell. I don't mean inside the space station. When visiting vehicle docks, vehicles that dock with the space station, they have that space in between the two vehicles. And once the pressure is equalized and the hatch is opened, there is this metallic ionization-type smell.
Huh.
He said it's quite unique, and it is very distinct.
So the way soda used to taste before they put liners in cans.
Well, it could be that, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, like ozone, you know, you mm-hmm. can smell ozone. Mm-hmm. Among the other nuggets of space truth from Mr. Hopkins, astronauts sweat and occasionally get nervous. The food isn't that bad. He says his favorites, beef enchiladas and apricot cobbler. In the same meal. I don't know.
Not in the same pack.
Yeah, okay. And he says that he and his fellow ISS companions drink sweat to keep hydrated.
Wait, what?
They drink sweat.
Oh, well, because they process all that.
I guess they probably do. I'm still trying to get by beef enchiladas in space. I'm just saying. They don't sell that at the Johnson Space Center, do they?
Nope.
It's just that crappy ice cream that really tastes horrible.
I like that ice cream.
It's really expensive. You like the ice cream.
I like the ice cream.
When's your birthday? Okay, I'll remember that.
January the 9th?
Okay. Oh, well, okay. I may forget by then, but I'm just saying I could. Yeah. 723. How long have you kept your current car?
Since I bought it.
Thank you.
When it comes to the you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
Come celebrate the legendary Dixie Chicken's 40th birthday Saturday, June 14th with drink specials, live music, and the back porch style atmosphere. Live music starts at 11 and features Rose Hill, Clayton Gardner, Dub Miller, headliner Roger Krager, and more. Be on hand as the Chicken celebrates 40 years as Northgate's longest running tradition with drink specials and the classic Dixie Chicken Burger. That's Saturday, June 14th, kicking off at 11 with live music on the back porch at the Dixie Chicken.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer and voted best in the Brazos 12 straight years. 93 for a high temperature today. Unfortunately, the winds will be out of the south today. After that wind shift, it was pretty pleasant yesterday. Low temperature tonight around 75, about 94 for a high temperature tomorrow. 40% chance of rain on Thursday night, and then 30% chance of rain on Friday. And a slight chance, about 20%, it looks like, on the weekend. Right now, we've got winds that are calm, 84% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 69 out there.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This past weekend, Obama's Secretary of State John Kerry, who, by the way, served in Vietnam, was the guest on a low-rated cable news network. He was asked if five senior Taliban terrorists that Obama sprung from Clump Gitmo in exchange for Sergeant Bergdahl might return to the battlefield to fight and kill Americans. Kerry dismissed all that. He said that's a lot of baloney. He went on to explain that to whatever degree it may be true, the terrorists would be putting themselves at the mercy of those people who were very effective at combating terrorism in Afghanistan. Now, the facts say different. The Director of National Intelligence published a report in March of this year that stated the facts as clear as can be. As of January, 104 out of the 614 Gitmo terrorists released have returned to terrorism. Those are the confirmed cases, not guesswork. The Obama regime must have known this. It requires the willing suspension of disbelief to think that neither the president nor the secretary of state nor someone in a position of power somewhere in the chain of command didn't have this info. Nevertheless, there are a few things that are undisputable from John Kerry's answer. Yeah, he's supremely haughty and arrogant, and he is ignoring the facts I just laid out for you. Terrorists released from Gitmo have shown up on the battlefield. And yes, John Kerry's perhaps the biggest idiot that we've had running the State Department since Hillary.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTW News Time is 7:30. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A Caldwell man is back in the Brazos County Jail, this time accused of possessing more than $3,000 of drugs with the intent to sell. Early Monday morning, Bryan police knocked on the door of a house on 23rd Street, a block and a half east of Texas. 22-year-old Bryson Robertson jumped out of a window wearing no clothes. He was found lying in some bushes. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Robertson was arrested for manufacturing crack cocaine and possession of PCP, ecstasy, and marijuana.
They found it in the kitchen. There was some stuff in the freezer, in the bedrooms, and the quantities that Robertson had was consistent with someone who was selling drugs. For instance, the ecstasy, he had approximately about 40 tablets. And then also on the PCP, they sell that by the vial, and we had over 30 glass vials at the residence.
Court records show Robertson was sentenced to 2 years in prison for a robbery that took place in 2012, and jail records indicate it's his seventh arrest in Brazos County in the last 4 years. A volunteer firefighter walking back to his truck following a house fire south of Caldwell is hospitalized in Bryan. DPS Trooper Justin Stoller says the victim was hit by a semi while crossing Highway 36.
We have some witnesses stating that the semi wasn't going very fast at all, but we do not have an accurate speed right now. I think he was struck with the front bumper of the truck tractor.
The identity of the firefighter who was struck Monday night was not released. A clerk at the College Station at a College Station store received a minor injury after an SUV crashed through an exterior wall and went inside the business. Police report this was about 7 o'clock Tuesday night at Western Beverages in the Kroger Center at Rock Prairie and Longmire. Officers were told the driver of the SUV pulled out and left without leaving any information. The vehicle and driver were found moments later. 48-year-old Carolyn Moore of College Station was arrested for failing to stop and render aid in a crash involving an injury. A man says the Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Arlington ate his radio-controlled helicopter. The unidentified man, who has posted copter videos on YouTube, says it landed on the stadium roof and security officers wouldn't let him go get it.
If somebody saw it land on that deck, they may have taken it inside in a room right underneath that ridge of that roof, so I don't know which is the case.
The Cowboys say the small aircraft has been retrieved and the owner will get it back. The FAA is also looking into the flight, similar to what's been documented at least twice over Kyle Field, drawing warnings from Texas A&M officials about the dangers of unmanned flight during stadium construction. The AAA is throwing its support behind a plan to boost the federal gas tax. Spokesman Avery Ash says the proposal being kicked around in Washington would boost the federal tax 12 cents per gallon over the next 2 years.
From our recent survey, it's clear that if the American people understand that the additional funds that they are paying are going to benefit their mobility, they're willing to pay a little bit more.
The state tax on gasoline is 20 cents per gallon, where it's been since Texas lawmakers last raised it. That was in 1991. Nominations are still being accepted for the Chamber of Commerce annual Community Impact Award Luncheon. Chamber President Royce Hickman invites you to suggest local businesses owned by women, Hispanics, African Americans, Native Americans, and or Asian Americans.
If you frequent a business that you really believe is involved in the community and does a lot of good for the community, and it's owned by one of those five categories, just call us, give us the name, a contact if you can, but we'll follow up and see if they want to accept the nomination. If they do, we get the data from them. You don't have to provide anything but the name.
The luncheon, which recognizes historically underutilized businesses that are locally based, will be held July 8th. The committee that will be deciding the site of the 2016 Republican National Convention is in Dallas. It's the last stop on a tour of the finalist cities, which include Denver, Kansas City, and Cleveland. Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau President Philip Jones.
We're going to do our best to showcase the really impressive things that have taken place in Dallas in recent years and the transformation of the city and how enjoyable it would be for the delegates to have a very fun delegate experience and also a very family-friendly delegate experience.
A final decision by the Republican National Committee is expected by August. Thursday is the 90th birthday of former President George H.W. Bush. Sunday was the 89th birthday of Barbara Bush. Tracy Payne of the Bush Library says you're invited to the Rotunda for a party honoring the couple.
We'll have cake, Bluebell ice cream, Pepsi products, popcorn, some other fun things.
The party is Thursday from 11 until 3. There's no charge unless you want to tour the museum. You're also encouraged to wear your craziest socks, something that is done by the former president. Mr. and Mrs. Bush will be celebrating their birthdays at their family compound in Kennebunkport, Maine. WTAW News Time approaching 7:35 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their long-standing tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Decks designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling, and now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Supply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rudder Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today and find out about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year check to make sure that your family stays comfortable all year long. Give them a call at 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
High pressure, it's going to result in sunshine throughout the region today. It's going to be a rather warm day. Temperatures easily reaching 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear tonight to start, but it'll become partly cloudy as the night goes on, 75. We should be able to hold on to partial sunshine tomorrow. That'll send temperatures to 90 to 95. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Turning partly sunny Friday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Battle of the Brazos back on, as well as the Red River Shootout staying put, A&M Track and Field at the NCAA Outdoor Championships, and a whole lot more in sports here in roughly 13 minutes.
There you go. 7:38, Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Well, let's talk about Eric Cantor first. Your thoughts there.
Well, that was a surprise to a lot of folks around the country, including several of us up here. I think the postmortem is yet to be written, but I think when you look at it, there will be a few things that come out. One is when you become a member of leadership in the House, you wind up running all over the country to help other candidates get elected or to raise money or to recruit new candidates to run against incumbents. And as a result, there's not, you know, sometimes you pay less attention to the folks back home in your district, and they're the ones that elect you, not the national audience. And so my suspicion is he might have been away from the district a little bit too long. I don't know that for certain, but I think that's one of the challenges you deal with. The other thing is some of the folks back in his district were upset with him because of the way that they dealt with their convention. They used something called slates. Yeah, to control who was on the ballot and so forth. And I'm not sure how that works, but I think some folks were agitated about that. And then a lot of national media talk show hosts got involved in that race over the last couple of weeks. And I think it had an impact on what the voters were thinking there. Next, I think that is, maybe his polling was a little stale. The last polling that he saw, and I think many people saw, showed that he was leading 62 to 28 or something like that.
Yeah, that was not good information.
No, it wasn't. I mean, supposedly it was about 36 points up, and something went haywire there. So either the polling got stale or it wasn't very accurate. You know, the last thing I'd say about Eric is he's really a good conservative guy. I mean, he's not one of the so-called rhino-type folks. He is very conservative. He may have gotten a little too far out in front of the skis on immigration, particularly with respect to how to deal with the Dreamers. But, you know, other than that, he's a very conservative guy. So I was kind of surprised. But anyway, we'll have a new freshman. Mr. Bratt will be joining us as a freshman next January. And I'll look forward to serving with him.
That may shake up leadership also, because obviously, though quietly, he had to be thinking about maybe stepping in to Boehner's spot.
Yeah, I think he was always thinking about what he would do when John Boehner retires as Speaker, and I think that was where he was planning on going. I'll tell you what, I've already gotten two calls and a couple of text messages, some as late as midnight last night, saying, hey, would you support me for this position or that position or another, because the jockeying has already started for new majority leader, and then, if the whip moves up, then you got people jockeying for whip, and interesting times. It was an unexpected event.
You know, one of the things we've talked about on the show the last couple of days, you mentioned Dreamers just a minute ago with relation to Representative Cantor, and this whole thing where young children are being moved sometimes from where they've crossed the border into Texas out to Nogales, Arizona, you know, this puts a whole new light on the idea of illegals in America, because these aren't grown-ups, these aren't lawbreakers from the standpoint that they maybe have broken a law in a foreign country. These are young children.
Right.
What do we do to take care of them, and is this somewhat of a plan to try to be able to allow these children to be able to stay in the States?
I don't know what the plan is for how to deal with these children, but I'll tell you what we got right now is a direct reaction to the president not following the law. The law says that you will be deported if we catch you, and certain things happen. And so, if you know, he's got this, he's decided to defer prosecution and adjudication of the Dreamers. And until the law says that he can do that or comes up with a different plan for the Dreamers, he's supposed to follow the law. And so you've got this big rush of folks to come across the border in order to try to be part of that group that thinks that the president's going to gain citizenship somehow. So,
but tell me what election...
I mean, this is a result of the president's just failure to pay attention.
But what elected official would say, send that six-year-old back to Honduras? I mean...
Well, that's the issue. I mean, what do you do now? And I'm telling you, I don't have a good answer either. This is a human tragedy that the president caused, and I don't know exactly how we deal with it. And I'm going to try, I'm meeting with some of my colleagues today at lunch in the Republican Study Committee, and we're going to try to figure out what are the next steps. I know this issue is upon us. How do you deal with it? I'm not sure.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel going to be talking today to the House Armed Services Committee about this Bergdahl thing. Your thoughts there?
Well, if it's anything like the supposed classified briefing that we got from the administration on Monday, it's going to be a goat roping. We were invited to a classified briefing by the administration to talk about Afghanistan. Well, it turned out to be essentially a press conference about the Bergdahl deal. There was one piece of classified information in it, and the rest of it was stuff that had been part of their talking points that they put it out. One of the new pieces of information we learned was that there were about 80 to 90 people inside the administration that knew about this deal. And apparently they could all be trusted, but Congress couldn't be trusted. And, they were trying to find a way to say that they had informed Congress about this deal, and as we continued to press them during the Q&A, it was obvious that they had not. And my expectation is that Hagel will be pretty well criticized. There's a great letter from Sam Johnson, who was a POW during the Vietnam War, who is a current Texas congressman. I'm going to put that on our website today, because I think Sam has better than anybody else talked about the dangers of this stupid deal that the administration did when they entered into this prisoner swap in terms of negotiating with Paris. It puts a bounty on every American's head around the world, essentially, with respect to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
I understand that. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. I know that the Highway Trust Fund is something that's going to be center court this week. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Highway Trust Fund is going to run out of money sometime in the next month or two because of declining gasoline taxes and continuing high levels of expenditure. As a result, the states have a lot of projects ongoing that they're probably going to shut down in the middle of the projects. And so we come up with a patch to temporarily fund the shortfall of the Highway Trust Fund, which is about $12 billion between now and next May. That should get us to the point where we can start looking at what the long-term solution is for building our highways. In my view, this is something best left to the states, and we ought to devolve the federal government's involvement and move it back to the states. That's not practical between now and a few weeks when the Highway Trust Fund runs out of money. And so this patch, if you will, gets us some time to come up with a longer-term solution, conservative solution based on constitutional principles.
You know, we've got a story this morning. AAA says that two-thirds of Americans, 68%, believe the federal government should invest more than it does in roads, and 51% says they would pay more in taxes for federal taxes in highways. Is that something that makes sense to you? Is that something that you would support?
I don't think the gas tax is a solution. I think that, I think we're going to have to pay more. The issue is how do you best apply the cost of building the roads to the people who use it, and how do you best determine how that money is spent? Right now, the gas tax, or up until a couple of years ago, the gas tax was used for everything from beautification projects to bike paths, to parks, to mass transit, to rail. We've skinnied all that down over the last couple of years. But we've got to get back to sort of the basics of who's responsible. In my view, the states are responsible, and then B, how do you pay for it? It may wind up being some sort of a user fee, but you got to do it where you're not doing it through any kind of GPS monitoring or anything like that, because you don't want it. The federal government's already shown it invades your privacy, and so you need to make sure that the federal government cannot do that.
We don't want one more place for that to happen.
Exactly. I'm with you on that. And so we're going to have to come up with something. The gas tax doesn't work because you've got some users that are not paying anything. I mean, for instance, if you've got an electric car or a natural gas powered car, you're paying nothing for the roads. If you're a hybrid, you're paying very little for it, but you're still using it. And so we've got to find a different way so that, you're paying based on the road that you're using. But again, I think this is probably best left to the states. We're going to have to push all of it back to the states.
You were part of the official party that went to the D-Day ceremony in Europe. Kind of like to get your observations there.
Well, I can say this. It was very moving, and it was humbling to see what happened 70 years ago last Friday when Americans, Canadians, Brits, and France, and some other countries came ashore. I mean, what they did is truly remarkable to not only for our country's future, but for the future of the world. It was very moving. There were two ceremonies that we attended as part of the, actually three. We had a French-American ceremony in the morning of D-Day. We had an international ceremony in the afternoon of D-Day. And then the next day, we had a wreath-laying ceremony at the U.S. cemetery just outside of Paris.
Well, again, certainly a memorable time. That's without a doubt.
There's probably not very many of these veterans that are going to be around for future events like this. So I was glad that we got to. There were about 90 American veterans there, and it was just truly humbling to be around these heroes.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interviews archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Forever veterans.
All right. We'll do. Take care. Thank you.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
What do you think a promise is worth? Well, if it's to your children, I can tell you from experience, it's priceless. Hi, this is Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. My dad had a bad habit of breaking his promises. So when I was 12, our trip to the Dodgers doubleheader baseball game looked like it was falling through. I thought for sure it would be just one more disappointment to add to my list. You see, we were running late, and we ended up missing the bus to the stadium. I felt so dejected. Honestly, I figured my dad would do what he'd always done in circumstances like that, offer a weak apology and take us home. But that day, he did something completely different and unexpected. He got us a cab and spent more than he could afford to take us 30 miles to the stadium. That afternoon, I got a baseball and autographs from Pete Rose, Steve Garvey, Johnny Bench, and about six other eventual Hall of Famers. Today, that ball, I've been told, would be worth about $7,000. I say would have because the very next day, I took that ball out into the street and we played baseball with it until all the names were rubbed off. That $7,000 baseball is long gone, but when I think back to that day, it's not a valuable baseball that comes to mind. It's the promise my dad kept. I could never put a price on that. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man who's in the Federal Witness Protection Program told us he recently left his quiet, anonymous row house and went to Golfsmith. Because right now, when you buy $99 worth of Adidas golf apparel or shoes, you get a $25 gift card. And we hope Jimmy Collin of 3792 Morningside Lane becomes a regular... Oh, no. Right now, spend $99 or more on Adidas products and get a $25 gift card. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines and will strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 751. Texas A&M outfielder Nick Banks is getting more goodies as the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association just named him to their all-freshman squad second team. It marks the second national accolade for Banks, who was named to the Louisville Slugger Freshman All-American team last week. In addition to that, he had already been named All-SEC second team, as well as the SEC All-Freshman squad. Banks led the Aggies, by the way, with a .327 batting average last year. Looks like the Battle of the Brazos is back on, at least in basketball. CBS Sports is reporting Texas A&M and Baylor will square off on the basketball court December the 9th when the Aggs head to Waco. Baylor will return the trip to Reed the following season. And according to KBTX's website, their sister station, which is KWTX out of Waco, they confirm the report but say the contract has not been signed yet. And by the way, if you're keeping score at home, which we are, A&M holds the series lead 127-78. Texas A&M track and field gearing up for the NCAA Outdoor National Championships. The number 3 Aggie men enter the meet as defending champions, while the new number 2 Aggie women finished runner-up last season. The Aggies have a large contingent all ready to pursue yet another trophy. The A&M men have 19 entries for 14 athletes in 14 events, while the A&M women bring 16 entries for 12 athletes in 9 events. Hop over to the NBA and the championship now. Following almost the same script from last year, San Antonio wins Game 1, Miami Game 2, San Antonio Game 3. The only real difference, however, have been the scores, and the Spurs lit it up last night with a 25-point lead at halftime. They set an NBA Finals record by hitting 76% of their shots in the first half. They ended up winning in a rout, 111-92. Spurs center Tim Duncan had no idea they were that hot from the court yesterday.
I didn't know, honestly. I wasn't paying any attention to that. We were just kind of pushing the ball, and things were working for us, and we were kind of going with the flow. I didn't look at a stat sheet. I didn't look up. I didn't look at the score. I just wanted to get a good start in, and things were falling how they were.
The Heat will try and even the series at 2 games apiece when they host the Spurs tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The 8-3 Brazos Valley Bombers traveled to the Woodlands and produced a shutout victory against the Strikers. The 2-0 victory maintained the Bombers' half-game lead in the Texas Collegiate League. With their third shutout of the season, the Bombers' pitching staff continues to be the team's strength. Starter Steve Johnson earned his second win of the season. The Red River rivalry will be staying in Dallas, at least for the next decade. Dallas officials have announced the game will be played in the Cotton Bowl through 2025. Now, there had been some talk about moving it like the bowl game had been moved to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, but these fans say it's right where it needs to be.
Oh, I love it. It's great for the city. You know, it's halfway between both cities, and it's good for everything.
It's a tradition, and people look forward to it every year. It brings a lot of business into town.
Jerry's got enough.
The city made $25 million worth of renovations to the stadium, and that cemented the deal. The game has been played at Fair Park since 1929. We'll keep it on the football field, at least kinda. The Houston Texans say offensive tackle David Quisenberry has lymphoma, and it has been placed on the NFL's non-football illness list. The team says the 23-year-old Quisenberry had a persistent cough over the past week or so and was tired, prompting him to seek an evaluation. He is being treated at MD Anderson, and here's Coach Bill O'Brien addressing the media yesterday.
What an impressive young man this guy is. He's a guy that wanted his team to know right away, his teammates to know that he was going to fight this thing and he was going to beat it, and we're all behind him. And we know that he's going to do that.
Hop over to the diamond for Major League Baseball.
And a drive into right center. Get down. And it will. Base hit. Gets by Presley. Hill on his way to second. It's 4-1 D-backs.
That's where it wrapped up yesterday with the D-backs over the Houston Astros. Texas dropped yet another one, this time to Miami, 8-5, but it was a bit of a change. It wasn't the bats, but the gloves that were the problems. Here's Coach Ron Washington on the letdown on the defense.
Being human, physical mistake. That's it. I mean, you hit that ball over the door again, you make it. Hit that ball to Michael Choice in left field, you'll make the right decision. I mean, we teach it. You know, they're out there playing, and they're trying to do the very best they can, and sometimes things just don't go right. You know, Shep took a ball, threw it away. Just got to keep battling until we get it right.
That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Ever wondered how long pecans stay fresh? Royalty Pecan Farms is asked that question a lot. And the answer? Pecans are super healthy, but they're also perishable. So if you're not going to eat them immediately, it's best to store them in a sealed, airtight container in the freezer. Frozen pecans will stay fresh for more than a year, so you can enjoy a handful of nutrient-rich nuts every day. Remember that light, heat, and humidity, as well as time, can speed up the aging process. Find out more at royaltypecans.com and vote for Royalty Pecan Farms for the best of the Brazos Valley.
Have you ever wondered where celebrity designers like Vera Wang, Versace, and Vera Bradley spend their free time? Well, just a hint, you can catch these high-profile signature frames, prescription or non-prescription, hanging out at Aggieland Spectacles, ready to make you shine like the stars. You, too, can see the world in style with the best brand name frames and lenses. Aggieland Spectacles also customizes frames for athletes. Stop by today at 2801 East 29th Street in the Mar Eye Center. Aggieland Spectacles, where you'll see the highest quality lenses with the most popular brands of frames.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
So we're not, are we supposed to tell when they have police out there with radar? Are we supposed to do that? I mean, because if there was one near 29th in the high school, we would.
Do you have a do you have a flashlight in the studio? You can blink out at them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I could do that.
So if there was one at 29th by the high school, you would
probably not want to say anything about
okay.
That.
Just checking.
Yeah, Peyton Manning might have some pretty good writers. Apparently, was speaking to the University of Virginia's graduating class there at UVA. He said, "When you're chided for your naivete, and you will be, remember." To tell your critics that an amateur built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. So.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Not new, but there you go. All right, we're going to have a high temperature about 93 today. Low tonight will be 75 or so. It's 72 now. WTAW College Station Brian coming up on 8 o'clock.